My guest Ruth Rendell has written more than 60 books and has sold more than 20 million copies worldwide. Her first novel, published in 1964, introduced the character Detective Chief Inspector Reginald Wexford, who she continues to write about. She also writes psychological thrillers. Her darkest books are written under her pen name, Barbara Vine. Rendell was born in 1930. Since 1997, she's been a member of the House of Lords. If you know her work, you're probably thinking, isn't her name pronounced Rendell? Well, that's what I thought too, until she corrected me. Ruth Rendell's latest novel is a psychological thriller called 13 Steps Down. It's inspired by the story of the British serial killer John Christie. One of the characters in your new novel, 13 Steps Down, he wants to be famous. And he knows one option for being famous is to commit a murder. And there's a serial killer who he's been reading up on. Who achieved some measure of fame. Do you think that some people commit crime for the notoriety?
I'm afraid they do. I think we know they do. Everybody wants their fame. They long for it. And I think they don't much care how they get it. To attract attention to themselves. And that's what Mix wants to do. And he would rather, I suppose, or he thinks he would get it by being the escort and perhaps ultimately the husband of a very famous model. But failing that, he'd like it to come as a result of his killing someone. And then he can be like John Reginald Halliday Christie, his icon.
How has fame affected your life, and what do you find most strange about being a famous writer?
Well, I think that the thing with fame is that you like bits of it. If you could select, which of course you can't do, you like some of the bits and you don't like the others, but you can't do that. You have to take the lot at once. I love being told by people that they enjoy my books. And I think that's really very nice. And of course, I haven't got a famous face, so because I haven't been on television very much, so I'm not likely to be recognised in the street. I am occasionally. It's the name that attracts people. And you know, I love it when I go back into my own country from being abroad, and the immigration person will say, welcome, look at my passport and say, welcome back. Or even when I come over here, for instance, having somebody recognise my name and then, you know, look at the picture and the passport and say, oh, welcome to the United States, Miss Rendell, or probably Miss Rendell.
So what are the bad parts of fame?
Perhaps not ever being able to get away from it. I have two names, two signatures, and because of being in the House of Lords, and when you go in there, you get a title and a territory. So that was a great occasion for me to put my credit cards, except for one, into that new name. So that I signed my American Express Ruth Rendell, but I signed the others Rendell of Baber. And nobody knows who that is. So that instead of going into a supermarket and having the checkout girl look up and say, oh, is it really Ruth Rendell? And I don't get that. And I like that, just to have that sort of occasional disguise.
When you're in a supermarket, do people think it's beneath you that you're so well known and, you know, your books are so famous that you shouldn't have to shop at a supermarket?
Yeah, they do, and that makes me furious. I went along to a bookshop to sign their stock in London, and as I usually, I walked there. It was maybe a mile from where I live, and the bookseller came out and saw me coming in and said, "I thought you would come in a limo with an entourage," and that makes me furious.
Why?
I'm simply not like that. I do wish to maintain a certain amount of being an ordinary person.
Ruth Rendell is my guest, and her new novel is called 13 Steps Down. You've been writing crime novels for decades. Does it take a lot out of you to kill so many people?
Doesn't take anything out of me at all, because I'm not doing it. Somebody else is doing it.
But you're making them do it.
I'm making them do it, yes. But I'm doing a lot of other things as well, of course, in the book. I'm creating character and background and a narrative. And I never think of it like that. I never think of it in those terms.
What are some of the...
Maybe I would if I did a really horribly bloody detailed killings, but of course I don't.
What are some of the most disturbing things you've witnessed in your life?
Oh, dear, I don't know. I did witness something in this country once. I don't know whether it was disturbing, but it was sort of exciting and shocking. And actually, I was in Philadelphia, and I was with some friends, and we were walking along a street, and a guy came along in a car, and he was being pursued by police in a car, and he rammed this car into a lamppost or something, and it shot up, the door shot open, he jumped out and rushed off down the street and fired a gun, and the police followed him, all firing guns. And of course England was a great deal more law-abiding then than it is now, and I'd never seen anything like that. And it was both a shock and actually very exciting.
So did you take cover, or did you just stand there watching the scene as it unfolded?
Yes, but we were quite a long way away from it. It moved away from us.
Do you think that the characters that interest you, or the stories that you tell, or that way that you tell them, have changed as you've gotten older?
I haven't let them change, I hope. I think they could. What happens is that you have a tendency to write about your contemporaries or people 10 years younger than yourself, and that must be resisted. So you must have a without wanting to be formulaic, and I really do hope I'm not, to have a mix of ages of people. And there is this tendency that you write about a whole lot of people all over 60, and that won't do. People don't want to read about them. And, of course, it won't be so interesting to write about them, ultimately. And another thing, of course, is keeping up with the way people's speech patterns change and the words they use and, everything. The clothes they wear, the cars they drive, the books they read, the music they listen to. And I think it is a writer it's a writer's duty to keep pace with those things. When I say that I do, I make a big reservation and say I try to, but I know ultimately it's a losing battle. I won't be able to do it. I won't be able to keep pace with those changes.
There's a character in your latest novel who thinks, the more I know people, the more I like books. Does that describe you at all?
No, I don't think so. I think it does sometimes. It's the sort of thing that you feel, or I would only feel, if I felt very exasperated with somebody or some people. But Gwendolyn feels it all the time.
And she's the person who wants to protect herself from both pain and pleasure. She keeps the whole world at a distance.
Gwendolyn is very unlike me.
And how do you write about people who are very unlike you?
I don't know. Of course, I'll have some idea of the character in my mind, and what I will have is a background for the character, a set of tastes and values, and an appearance, a childhood, a background, a middle life, relationships with other people. And when I have all that, I can put myself into their shoes and then try to act the way somebody with that kind of those kind of antecedents would act. And that's the only way I think I can describe it. That would be with any character, whether like me or not.
When it comes to writing fiction, I know some people really kind of struggle with plot and character, and other people, it just seems to come to them. It's almost, you know, some people have described it like taking dictation. You know, it just kind of, it comes to you. Where do you fit in that scale?
Well, I think it sometimes it comes to me, but it's both. Sometimes it comes to me and sometimes I have to sort of work on it very hard. But I don't find it easy, any of it. I find it quite hard, sometimes very hard. And it certainly isn't ever, I think, like receiving dictation.
Ruth Rendell, thank you very much for talking with us.
I've enjoyed it.
Ruth Rendell's new novel is called 13 Steps Down.